You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Building the Mishkan was taking place. Many times it mentions Kol Chachmei Lev. What does Chachmei Lev mean?
Wise of heart.
Wise of heart. Where is wisdom placed? Or what is the wisdom relates to which part of the
brain?
Brain. But you should say kol chachmat moach, or kol chacham. What has lev anything to do with it? It just keeps repeating kol chachmat lev, kol chacham lev. That means. I thought the love, lev is related to the feeling.
Yes.
No? How does it work? One more time.
If there is no love in the lev, the wisdom doesn't come. But wisdom comes.
Love for what?
To use the living word.
You mean?
Only if you have a good. Wisdom.
Oh, you mean everybody loves his job? That's what you're saying? Yeah? Okay. They do? No, that's what I was understood. But I think many people go to work and they don't like their job. Isn't that true? Like you say, lawyers, they like their job?
No.
Or the doctors, they like to go. I know the dentists, they don't like their job. That I know for sure.
Why they don't quit?
Because you have to make income.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times it mentions Lev in the Torah?
50
is a good number. 32 also is a good number. Yeah.
What's the master of Lev?
Lev, the gematria is 32, but how many times it mentions in the Torah?
32.
32 is a good number, but no.
613.
613? It's an excellent number, but no. But you don't count. What do you count usually?
Money.
Now, you never wonder how many times it mentions Lev in the Torah?
What?
No?
Yeah. I think it's 50 times, but 50 times.
Does it say 50 times? It says,
yeah.
It's more. Lev has mentioned Olibecha. The total mentions 113 times in the Torah. 113.
Where they got that number from?
They counted.
Why 113? That's a good question. I was waiting for somebody to ask. Yeah, it's a very good question. So why 113? What's so special about 113?
What is it connected
to? That's where connected. Yeah, that's exactly what the question is. How? No.
You study as much as you. You have done me know the answers. We are waiting from you.
Yeah, please pray for me. Please pray for me. It's a very interesting quote that is brought in Amidah, in Yalahash. You count the numbers of the ending of the Brachot. Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonan Adat. Baruch Atah Adonai, Arutzei B'Tshuva. If you can, the ending of the Brachot, the number of the words are exactly 113. Exactly
113.
I'm sorry? The ending after every all the brachot in the lachash, the number is equal to 113.
All of them together add.
Yeah. So we have 113 times heart, as mentioned in the Torah, and we have the ending of the brachot is exactly equal to the lev that is mentioned in the Torah. So what's the connection? So I give you a big tip now.
But then your tefillah should be by your heart.
Uh-huh. Your tefillah should be?
From your heart.
It says, of course it says, this ul ovdo v'chol levavchem.
It says.
No, what that is add. It says already in Torah, ul ovdo v'chol levavchem, that you have to go through this service with all your heart. It says, ul ovdo v'chol levavchem. We have that already. But why?
But doing it and saying it is two different things.
No, what is going to add? So 113 times you have lev in the Torah, right? So you have the ending of the brachot, 113 words. Good. But it says already in the Torah, I don't need 113 times to tell me I have to do my tefillah with all my heart. Because it says already, you have to la'avod, just like you rush to go to the work, just like you don't show up because you're at work, because you love your work so much. So that's why you should do your avodah. That's what it means. It says, la'avod Hashem with all your heart. I mean, I know this. You're not going to let your work or your clients or customer let go to come to Beit Knesset. You don't do that. Why? Because you love your work. You care about your work. You care about making money. You're not going to give up any minute, you know, from your work. You have urgent matter that you say, you know, I have to leave. I don't come. It says, your service exactly should be like your avodah. So that's how I know. So why 113 times left? So now back to Ramban. Ramban the Tzaddik says, how come it says Chochmat Lev? It's a Chochmat, it comes from your Moach, right? It's a Chochmat Lev. What were they doing in Mitzrayim?
They tried to.
No. What was their job in Mitzrayim?
Making bricks.
What else? Making bricks? What else?
Collecting heads.
Making buildings.
Buildings?
Yeah.
Mud? Mud, mud. Very good. So now, the craftsmanship that took place in Mishkan, you know, it's very interesting that the Torah once mentions the detail of a very special part of the Mishkan. Because they made threads from gold. You know how to do that?
No.
Is it easy to do? This, the gold. It's easy? It's easy to make a thread from the gold?
I don't think so, but the gold hair is not that long.
Okay. Ah, so here, for once in the Torah, the mention is Vayarakeu Pache Zahab. That they ask, you know, why the Torah has to mention these details. So first of all, somebody that works with mud, can he make threads from the gold?
No.
No? Why? No, his job was working with the mud, so now he gave him a different job. He make a thread from the gold.
No, his hand is too rough to make it.
Oh, it's too rough.
Yeah.
So what happened? At the times of Mishkan, the hand became soft? Where did they get the knowledge to make all of these things, all these beautiful things?
Hashem gave
him the Chokhmah. Hashem gave him the Chokhmah. Everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah,
all Kol Am Yisrael?
No, the one that selected, one that
Hashem selected them?
Yes.
It so says in the Torah.
Told Moshe, I put Chokhmah in the people that they could make it.
No, it doesn't say that. So Kol Chachmei Lev, what is it called Chachmei Lev? Those that were willing to participate in the work of Mishkan. So now Ribono Shel Olam gave him the understanding and the knowledge to be able to do such a craftsmanship. Not everybody. So now, what does that mean? So that means, as long as your lev is willing to do something that maybe you never imagined to do, or you didn't have the background or experience to do it, so now here, we see the information was downloaded to be able to do it. As we see Bezalel, it says that Hashem gave him the knowledge how to do all these special work. Not only that, he had a very, very special chokhmah. Very special chokhmah. What was the special chokhmah of the Bezalel?
Measurement.
No. Special one. Ah, Chazak Baruch.
Gold, which one is from our Dozara, which one was from the...
No, it's not from our Dozara, but... Yeah, he was given a very special chokhmah that the $100 that you give, what's the percentage of Leshem Shamayim? Is it 10% Leshem Shamayim? Is it 20% Leshem Shamayim? If you're bragging about, it's a very interesting, very, very interesting point that Moshe Abraham, Moshe Shalom gave inventory, a ledger about what?
About all the gold and the crowd.
No.
What he used in Mishkan?
What? Which one? What? What did he give the counting for?
All the gold, as far as I remember.
No, 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 no. No, no, no.
Silver? Because of the gaba was left.
The silver. Gold, give him counting?
I'm sorry?
The gold, did he give counting?
No.
Why? Why do you mean that? What happened? Only silver he gave exactly the, you know, whatever he used. How about gold? They didn't ask for the gold. What did you do with the gold? Only for the silver?
The silver was connected to the neshama.
How come for the gold they didn't ask the counting? The ledger. Only the silver. Huh? No, he wasn't. Huh?
The silver everybody brings. Not everybody brings gold.
Why not?
The gold was
of course they brought.
The gold was given with no whatsoever Shem Shaman. It was complete.
No, Chas v'Shalom. They used it for the Aaron. They used it for the...
For the corner of the Aaron, for the bottom, for the...
No, inside. They had the box of the gold. They had the box of the gold. No, 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 no. So now here is a very beautiful point that it's a very interesting mentality that is very, very common. And that is, you know, people that they give a little bit, they have so much demand. So much demand. What do you do with it? No, you have to give me this. You know, I deserve it. The good people, you know, they give, they call them large. They give, no, they don't see anything. But here, those that they complain, actually, the people, the type of people, they should give more. They give a little bit, and they demand at Shamayim. So now here, there's an interesting point. The gold never was counted, right? You give gold, you give gold. Why? Because you're gold. But the silver people, what did you do with it? What did you do with it? You know, where is it? Why? Because you feel you gave, you know, something, you helped someone, so then you're in charge. You have to listen to me. You know, I'm a very, you know, important person. That's how the attitude is. No, but here is, B'Sa'alel was given a very, very special chokhmah that he knew exactly not only how to work with things, the intention. Now back to Rabban Zatzal. Rabban Zatzal is teaching us there's a segula. So what is segula in Sardava? The segula is that as long as your heart is urging, is thirsty to make Avinu Shebashamayim happy in any aspect, tefillah, learning, any type of chokhmah, when Hashem sees you have such an urge, such an excitement, such a simcha, then He gives you the chokhmah automatically. Yeah. So that's why here you see it keeps repeating the Torah, kol chokhmat lev, kol chacham lev. Why? Because the chokhmah actually the igniting source is your heart that is pulled the chokhmah down from Shamayim. You don't need any schooling. Chazon Ish, Zatzal, the surgeon that would go to him and he would draw the brain surgery and he would tell him, you know, where you have to do the surgery. Chazon Ish went to medical school.
No.
Huh? So how did he know? How did he know? So that's what he did. So now here, back to 113 there. Here, we have already the command, that means the same way that how you're excited to go make money, you're not going to give up minute, second, half, your work for anything. That's how your service should be in any aspect of your avodah. But here, why is this 113 times lev in the Torah? And you have the end of every brachot, Baruch Atah Hashem Chonan Adad, Otsav Yitzhuva, you count it as 113. Why? Because here wants to teach us that we want to do the Ratzon of Hashem. How? Because the Ratzon of Hashem is the guideline that Hashem has given us. So in the Torah says, in the Torah we have 113 times lev. So what does it mean? That means the whole Torah that Hashem has given us, the Gemara says that Ribono Sholam Rachmana Liba Bai. What does it mean? That whatever you do has to be included with your heart. You cannot just do things to just get it over with. I did this, I put on the tefillin, I did my tefillah, the shaharit. That means the whole Torah is based on Rahmana Livabai. You cannot do things be'agrai. What does it mean? Be'diavak. No, I did it. It's over with, and I finished it. That's not how it works. And that's why when you do lahash, our heart has to be there. Why? Because actually, by doing the amidah, you observing the whole Torah. Why? Because you show my heart is here. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm only focusing. I'm standing in front of you. My whole being is devoted to you.
Amen.
But when your heart is not there, as the Gemara says, Tefillah beli kavana is guf beli neshama. They give you a birthday present, a nice Rolls Royce. Sound mean?
No, I don't want it.
You don't? Okay, Allah, you can donate it to the Beit Knesset. Has a little problem. In Russian, little bit. They forgot to put the engine in there.
See, that's what I mean.
So you got to do with this Rolls Royce without the engine. What is it good for? Tefillah beli kavana ki guf beli neshama. What is a guf beli neshama? The guf that does not have a neshama. What is it called? It's not alive. So here Gemara says, if you do tefillah, but your kavana is not included with it, your heart is not with it, it's exactly like a body that unfortunately neshama is departed. So that means you feel your lips are moving, you feel your hands are moving, you feel you doing something. But actually, when there is no kavana, that means just like the beautiful Rolls Royce, there is no engine in it. What do? You go inside and take picture. That's all you can do. Nothing else. It's not going to take you anywhere. And that's what exactly 113 times in the Torah Tehillim Lushai mentions Lev. Why? Because that you have to know Rahmana Libabai. That Ribbono Shel Olam is searching what the heart is all about. And that's why we see that the Melechet Mishkan was concluded by the people that worked with the bricks, with the mud. But when they had the urge to do it, they made the house of Hashem. Why? Because the Lev was so urging that I want to build something for Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what we build. When the heart is there, so the Ribbono Shel Olam give us the information, the direction to exactly do what his lesson is.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.